everybody. Doug the Brain Guy here with you again. And this is episode 2024-31 in our series of podcasts in Brain School for Seniors. How to use brain research discoveries to advance your achievement levels in the later years of life, advance your productivity, make your memory better, and to your health. How many times have you heard the toast at a wedding or a celebration where they say, to your health? Well, here at Brain Apples, that has a little bit different meaning. Let me tell you about a study that was done at the University of Pittsburgh Hospital. For 30 months, they studied this. They studied all the patients that were recovering from surgical procedures. And that particular hospital in Pittsburgh is built in a quadrangular shape. Some of the rooms face north, some of the rooms face south, some face east, and some faced west. And what they discovered over that 30-month period, listen to this now, was that the post-operative patients that were in the rooms facing south needed on average 22% less pain medication during their recovery than the patients that were in rooms facing in any of the other directions. Wow, what in the world could that mean? Well, you know, the rooms facing south, particularly up north in the winter, the sun's lower in the sky during the winter, and so they'd receive more sunlight into those rooms. And so it could be very easy to draw the conclusion that sunlight reduces pain. Well, that's not exactly the right conclusion. The right conclusion, correct conclusion, is that because these rooms were facing south, they had more natural daylight. They were brighter than those rooms facing north, east, or west. And as a result of the rooms being brighter, the patients had more positive thoughts, more positive feelings, and needed less pain medication as a result. You know, I teach continuing education to Florida home builders. And you know, there's something that I discovered over the 28 years I've been doing that. You know, we go all around the state and we teach at hotel meeting rooms. And sometimes those meeting rooms are bright along the edge of the building, so one wall is all glass and there's natural sunlight coming in that side. Or even if there's no windows to the outside, some of the rooms are quite bright. And you know what else? Some of the rooms are quite dingy. They have low light. There are no windows. And you know what I've noticed? The students, and me too, I think, when we're in the brighter rooms, they're happier. They have more fun. They laugh out loud at my stupid jokes. So what does all this mean for you and I? It means that the brighter the lighting or the more natural light on your walls and in your homes and offices, it will contribute to your overall good health. To your health. But is this limited to your health? Not by a long shot, is it? For example, there was another study that found students who were taking standardized tests. Now, these are tests, you know, you don't study all night for any of these tests. They're just standardized tests. But what they discovered in this study was that on average, when the students were in more well-lit classrooms, than those students that were in not so brightly lit classrooms, they did much better in the brighter classrooms. To your health. So if you change your thinking, you'll change your brain. You change your brain, you'll change your life. And I don't care how old you are, it is never too late to start learning this. So change your thinking, change your brightness to your health. All right, let's go on to one more strategy. Be a baby. Be a big baby. Have you ever watched a child learn to walk? Man, I've got 9 grandchildren, 8 boys and 1 girl, and I've watched them all learn to walk some 20-some years ago. But there's just a couple ways that children learn to walk. You know, they crawl, and then they watch people. They watch us, and they try to repeat that action. There are neurons in everyone's brain that do that. They try to mimic the actions of others. And second, most importantly, in my opinion, children learn by falling, failing, falling. Pretty similar words, aren't they? See, falling or failing involves doing and not just watching. You know, in our last podcast, we talked about the one thing you absolutely must do or you are doomed to fail. What was it? You had to visualize what you wanted. You had to visualize the perfect example of what you wanted before you tried it. But you do have to do. You do have to try. You got to try to do it and not just watch. So you learn a skill much better. But first you visualize and then you try it. And that's okay, even if you don't achieve it. Brian Tracy said, nothing good works well the first time. The children know that, don't they? Bang up their knees, hit their head on the coffee table, whatever it is. Children learn new tasks by falling down again and again. The more they fail, the quicker and the better they learn. And the quicker they stand up and walk. Each time, every time, a young child falls, new neuron connections are formed in their brain. New DSP connections. You've heard me talk about those. And as those new neuron connections are being formed, their brain learns the appropriate pattern of neurons to fire in order to walk. To succeed, sometimes adults, you and me, we got to fall first, don't we? And notice, fail, to me, they're about the same. But it's important to notice that I didn't say you're a failure when you fall or fail. You're never a failure. You can't be a failure. The Creator did not make any failures. You know that. You've heard that. So do you need to fall and fail? Absolutely. And the sooner you fall down, the better. By falling, failing, you'll learn the correct neuron pattern quicker and generate new DSP connections and neuron pathways that lead you to greater success. Absolutely. First, visualize. Second, fall. First, visualize. Second, fail. So when you do fall or fail, get excited. Fail fast. How's that go? Fall forward fast. And the more times you fail, the better you're going to get. That's how you learn to succeed. That's how you form the neuron connections that will lead to success. The faster you fail, the quicker you reach success. Many people, me too, are afraid of failing. Stop it. Oh, I can't do that. I'm too old. Oh, bull crap. you're still forming new connections in your brain the day you pass. I don't care if it's 60, 70, 80, 90, or even 100. You're still forming new neuron connections in the brain. The scientists know that. And the Creator generated no failures. But you certainly can and must fail. So you shouldn't fear failure. You shouldn't fear falling down. Little children, man, they fall down 157 times before they learn to walk. Failing is positive. It allows your brain to generate the new connections, to learn what's required to succeed. It's one of the most masterful ways that new DSP connections are formed in your brain. But listen now, we're not finished. When you fail at a new task, and remember, you can learn new things. I don't care what your age is. When you fail at a new task, you will only reach success if after you fail, you analyze it. Allow your brain, your non-conscious brain, to bring you information about that action or event so that your conscious brain can learn from it. That's the key. One, visualize. Two, fail. Fail many times. But three, analyze that failure. Analyze that failure. Because when you fall down, it will lead to new connections that will lead you closer to the perfection that you're seeking in a new skill. But don't forget this, you're never going to reach perfection. It's impossible. You don't want to reach perfection, you want to reach success. And success requires failure. No, success requires failing, falling, analyzing, getting up, and doing it again. And you'll reach success. The faster you fail, the quicker you get to success. Hey, this is going to be a short one today. This is Doug the Brain Guy. Please share our podcast with your friends and family, with everybody that you love. tinyurl.com/brainschoolpodcast. Capital B, capital S, capital P. Everything about the brain and how you can reach tremendous levels of achievement once you know how your brain works. You're never too old. Never too old to fall. But get up when you bang your knee. Get up when you hit your head. Analyze it and do it again. Closer and closer, not to perfection, to success. So Doug the Brain Guy, I love you all. Until next time, keep on falling.